Dam Lake to Horicon Marsh and everywhere in between, we're talking about what's important in your hometown. This is Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Good morning and welcome into Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Wally Lukaschensky with Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studio with you this morning. And Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by our friends at McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. But we got to talk about Randy today, who's coming in. We got a fun ad spot that we're going to be doing. I can't wait for you guys to hear that. But Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space. They have over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. But it is so much more than floors. They have a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops. They have cabinets, tile. They have shower inserts and more. And you got to talk about those floors, though, because that's what they're known for. It's professional floor covering for a reason. They have so many different types, styles, and brands of flooring. They have that carpet, hardwood, laminate, LVP, tile, stone, and area rugs. Whatever is good for your life, whatever fits your needs, they're going to have it over there. And Randy and his team, they're going to come out, they're going to measure, and they're going to provide suggestions on the type of flooring at those price points that meet your budget. Professional Floor Covering is an Abbey Design Center, and you can find them at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam or online at proflr.com. And we are joined today by the Randolph Lost Lake Historical Society. We have the president, Mary Kirkberg, in the house, and we have Deb Bradley, the secretary and the manager of the Facebook page, with us this morning. And I would love to start today by talking just a little bit about the background about what this group is. Can you tell us a little bit about what the Historical Society is and what it does?
Right. Well, we formed probably about 23, 24 years ago, a group of really interested people in local history bought the building. It was formerly the St. Mary's Church from Milwaukee Diocese, and bought the building, and that's our very small beginnings. And since that time, we've moved a school from FW and a school from Highway CC. So we have a school room and ag building. And in our church building, formerly a church building, there's lots of displays with veterans, the fire department from Randolph, just to name a few.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's three floors of displays. So
yeah.
Three floors of displays. And you mentioned this has been around for over 20 years now.
Yes.
We will be celebrating our 25th anniversary next year.
Well, congratulations ahead of time. I know we'll probably have you back on to celebrate that.
Yeah.
But through 25 years, how long, Mary, have you been a part of this since the inception?
Pretty much. My husband was, and I knew the very first president and all the people that worked there. They were so dedicated, and they worked hard with very little money and created something that today people just are amazed. They're at what we have out there. So if you get a chance when we're open in the summer, come out and visit us.
I would love that. Well, and so first of all, you've been a part of this for a long time. Deb, how long have you been involved with the Historical Society?
Approximately 5 years. I just happened to go on a visit with the church group, and I just found it fascinating, and I just joined after that, and I've been a part of it ever since. So I love history, and it's just great, yeah.
Well, that's a unique, different perspective. So you have about 5 years. You've been there for over 20.
Yeah.
How would you both say that since this has started, you've seen this grow? How, like, I mean, I imagine over 20 plus years, coming up on 25, that this has changed over the years quite a bit.
Yeah, we have like 140 members of our society. I would say about 20 very active that go to all the meetings. Mm-hmm. And it's a great, yeah, people are very dedicated, and it's just volunteers. We're all volunteers. So.
Right, and they're generous.
Yeah.
Generous with their time.
We have very generous, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Generous with the time is a huge thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Because like I know groups like this where, again, there's not money hand over fist in the back room, that it takes those, whether it be volunteers or just people, to give a little bit of their time.
Right.
And that's important. And I know right here in Beaver Dam, We have Roger Knoll on quite a bit to talk about the historical societies.
Yes.
And
yes.
I've got to learn some of the really cool history here. Mm-hmm. Randolph's right up the road. I imagine that there's a ton over there too. Is there any fun things right now that are over there at the Historical Society that you're like, I really think people should come in here. This is something special that they got to know about.
We just received a donation of a new I'm not sure what the name of it. It's a Vitrola. It's a record player that's from
1908.
Yeah.
1910.
So like the stuff you'd see in like the old period pieces,
right.
Like the big record.
And Victorian, very Victorian.
Actually works. It was donated by Wayne and Linda Vanderplug. Thank you to them, and it actually works. And well, we're hoping to play it during our silent auction, a few records.
Oh, yeah. And I imagine, I'm curious now, because if you're playing records during the silent auction, are we playing the music that they would have been hearing back in this time?
Right, right.
Yes. I didn't know if you'd have, Pink Floyd playing on the...
No, not Pink Floyd.
No,
I don't know if that would play really well.
No, not that. No, that wasn't going to go with the...
Doesn't fit
with
the theme.
Aesthetic of that, yeah. But yeah, we have, I don't know how many, 100, over 100 records also came with it. It was a lot. So it was a very
nice donation.
Yeah.
Well, that's just one of the things there.
If you've never heard a Victrola,
that
is an experience right there.
Yeah, well, because I always hear it's got a different sound coming off it, too. So, you get the essence of the music, but there's kind of that feel where you're stepping back in time, so to speak, when you're listening to this.
Right. Yeah. One of our members went on YouTube and just typed in Victrola so he could see what it sounded like. And plus, he was interested in making it work again.
Yeah.
That was very helpful.
Yeah, it's very helpful, yeah.
I can't imagine there's too many people that know how to even fix things that at this day and age either.
With the YouTube videos, he has figured it all out.
Well, thank goodness
great.
For YouTube.
Right, yeah.
Well, and thank God for not only the Facebook, but your website too, because you can learn more about what's going on over at the Historical Society, what's there. Where is that Facebook page, and what is the website for people?
You can just search for Lost Lake Randolph Historical Society on Facebook, and it should come up. And you'll find all about it. We have all our events on there. Mm-hmm. The website is LeslieRandolphHistory.org.
That's easy enough to
make. And we try to keep that updated as
well. Right, and we have a person, Val, takes care of making sure that we get the messages. And
She does a great job of trying to keep everything up to date.
I always joke about this on the show, but I feel like I'm a perfect test to make sure that the website and Facebook's accessible. And if I can find you, anybody can find you.
Okay.
And the fact that I was able to plug it in, it was that simple. You guys are going to be able to find out everything that's going over there, including the 23rd annual Soup Supper that is coming up Saturday, November 8th from 4 to 7 p.m. We have to take a break, but I want to, when we come back, really dive into this, because I know there's a lot of soup lovers this time of year. It's getting a little chilly. So we got to literally. Oh, look at that.
Oh, it's chilly.
Oh, I love the happy accidents like that. Well, then we'll talk about it a little bit because chili is involved. We'll talk on that other side of the break here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments. Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in 6. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Throwing the right side low.
Yes.
End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. Tucker Kraft. First down, goal to go at the one. Love under center. Jacobs alone back. Give Jacobs up the middle. Powering to the end zone.
He crossed that goal line.
Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. And the Packers into the lead.
After downing the Cards, the Packers head to Pittsburgh for Sunday Night Football. Coverage begins at 5. The kickoff is set for 7:15 on 95.3 WBEV.
Get the looks you love from the brands you trust on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering. Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering. Let us help you easily upgrade your kitchen and save while doing it. In addition to making sure you have the right flooring, we can help you with your countertops. We have an amazing selection of countertops to choose from, including quartz, granite, laminate, cultured marble, and solid surface. will get you set up with a free measure, free quote, and even a free sink. You'll find all flooring on sale during the October Gold Tag Sale. Luxury vinyl plank, vinyl, hardwood, and carpet. Every Abbey carpet at Professional Floor Covering is on sale and comes with a 60-day quality assurance guarantee. Shop from 40 rolls of in-stock carpet. It's the October Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, and online at proflr.com.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play, may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
Hey neighbor, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. We're joined this morning by the Randolph Lost Lake Historical Society, and with us we have Mary Kirkberg, the president of the group, and Deb Bradley, the secretary and the manager of the Facebook page. And we talked a little bit before we went to break, but we have the big event coming up, the 23rd annual Soup Supper. For people that don't know anything about this, can you tell us a little bit about what the Soup Supper is?
Yes, we can. We serve chili and potato soup, cheese and crackers, homemade desserts, like just awesome, and bread, fresh bread.
I don't want to derail you before we get beyond what's there with food, but that's like something that jumps off the page of me right away. Homemade bread. Do we have an idea of like what kind of bread it is? If it's different people making it, just like one little – how does that look?
It looks like one person makes it.
Wow, a machine.
She's made bread, and so hopefully she can do that again this year. And she makes white bread and rye bread.
Yeah, rye bread's where it's at, so I'm glad to hear that too. Well, and then you mentioned homemade desserts. A lot of sweet toots out there.
Oh, yes. All – whatever you can imagine. Bars, torts, cookies, pie, just everything. It's just really amazing.
Well, and it's naturally called the Soup Supper. Yep. So I know there's going to be the potato soup that you mentioned, but chili's involved with that too.
Yes.
And I love me some chili. So how does this work? When you go in, is this a – I know there's an admission price. Is your food included with that?
Yes, yes. There's admission for the food. If you want to come to the silent auction, you do not have to pay an admission. You just go upstairs. They're separate. The food is downstairs. The silent auction is upstairs. So there's no – it's free to come to the silent auction.
But good luck trying to get past the food without wanting some.
Well, yeah, right. But hopefully you can smell it and we'll want to stay for some food.
This time of year, too. This is chili season.
Right.
But then once we get through the first floor, we've got our food in our bellies at this point. This is a three-hour night. You mentioned three floors. The silent auction. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys have that has been donated that people can bid on?
We will have over 100 baskets.
Over
100 baskets. There's no minimum bid on any of them. We have everything from car repairs, garden items, bird basket, Packers, toys galore baskets. Plants, badger baskets, golf donations, a game simulator, and all the food in restaurants that you can imagine. All of our local businesses have been extremely generous to us again this year. We just have, it's just amazing.
So the auction, would it then wrap up at 7 o'clock?
At 7 o'clock. And then you just – you know, if you're the winning bid, you just pay for your item then, and you can take it. We'll also open the next day. We will call you at 7 o'clock and tell you when. We'll be open the next day if you want to come pick it up then.
Oh, that's exciting. So if I had something going on at 6 o'clock
right.
and I'm like, I can't stay for the last hour, I'll put this bid in and hope I win – You still can, even if you're not in the building.
You still can. You do not have to be present.
That's right.
We'll give you a call at 7. You leave your phone number on your form when you fill it out, and we'll give you a call, and we'll be there the next day so you can pick up that.
And over 100 baskets, too.
Over 100, yeah. So.
Well, that's credit to you guys. That takes a lot of work throughout the year.
Yep.
I mean, to get that much outpour.
We've had a busy couple weeks, so, and we'll continue till that day.
Well, right. And I imagine the auction and the admission price for this event, what do those proceeds go for? What does that help the Historical Society do?
Well, we have a lot of maintenance to do on the outside of that church building that was built in like 1908, around that time.
Coming up on 120 years.
Right. It's a brick building, so there's maintenance on the brick building. The tower, the bell tower, the louvers needed to be fixed, and so that's our big project right now. And some of the cornices around the outside of the building. Also, the money, we need money for displays and for getting those ready. We have a lot of donated wonderful items of significance to people from the area. And so that takes time and money to do that. All our ag building, we've did some work, maintenance work on that, and we're finishing up getting those displays ready. So
we've been very fortunate that we've been a recipient of from the Beaver Dam Community Foundation.
Yes.
That's been very helpful to us the last few years. So we're very thankful for that. Yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah, and
we're very thankful for that.
Well, and you mentioned it's a 120-year-old building, and then you're doing things throughout the year to make sure that these exhibits and things like that are at the highest ability that you can do. That's a really cool thing. So people should definitely go out there, make sure they get their bellies full, and make sure they're donating on this auction. But I know with a group like this, that membership and volunteering and being able to help, that's pivotal. So can you tell us a little bit about how people can get involved, whether that be volunteering their time or whether that just be donating some funds to help out?
Yeah, you can become a member just by visiting the Facebook page. Send a message. I'll send you all the information. The dues are very reasonable, $10 for individual, $20 for a family. That starts in January over every year, but just message the Fage page and I'll be glad to help you out with that. Or you can pick up these our newsletters in Randolph at the library and the Village Hall.
Well, and this is the season-ending event, so to speak. So I
yes,
know
that's right.
Right.
With members throughout the year, what could they expect if they are going to volunteer their time?
We have different speakers throughout the year. We had Vernon and Lois Beale come from
Busy. You had Busy's. A busy year.
Yeah, so they came this year and talked. It was a nice little event. And then also on always the Sunday before Labor Day, we have a big brat fry and a vintage tractor show that was very well received this year. So we'll probably do that again next year.
It's clever to bring the history into the actual brat.
People love vintage tractors, especially like older men and men.
We have an 18-year-old, Aiden Voigt, who's obsessed with it. So that doesn't surprise me at all.
Right. So people love that. So we will do that again. And hopefully we can have a few other, we had, a German spy. We had the Friedens Lutheran Church. We had a talk on that, like a spy during the early World War I, I think it was.
With somebody that was right there in Randolph?
Pastor was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. We have a few minutes. Can we have a brief little? I need to know about this.
Yeah.
So what was this? The pastor was a spy during was it World War One or two?
They thought he was a spy, but he was German. It's a Frieden.
It was a Salem
Lutheran
witch trial.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Kind of. So, yeah. It was World War II, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that poor pastor. How did that work out for him? Did he end up getting off at the end of the day?
Yes, he did. Yes, he was fine. He wasn't really a spy, but that's
good. Justice prevailed
with the Germans, and the Lutheran Church was German. It was a German Lutheran Church.
So the church was raided. The parsonage was raided.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it was. So, and then next year we hope to have a few more special events like that for our anniversary.
Well, this is so important too. Yeah. I bring it up whenever we do have Roger Nolan on. I get to do it again now. But being able to remember even the local history stuff, because everybody focuses so much on like the macro, the big picture. It's a big picture here too. You don't get to those without the history in these small towns. Mm-hmm. Right. So being able to go and learn about what happened in your community is something a lot of people don't get to do. So you're doing a great thing. We still do have a few minutes, so I do want to hammer home. Have I missed anything with this 23rd annual soup event? I guess I should also point out, where is this going to be at, in case I haven't mentioned that yet?
Oh, it's right at the Historical Society.
Easy enough.
Yep, W11827 Concord Road in Randolph. It's right across from Leader's Pub. There's a nice parking lot. We'll have the fire department will put up lights for us, so yeah.
Right. So we're located Columbus, Randolph, 73, kind of midway between Columbus and Randolph. So if you're coming from Columbus or not on 151, you just head north on 73, and we're right on 73 and Concord Road. If you're coming from Randolph, you just come south and do the same thing.
Well, I want to thank both of you, first of all, for coming in. We have about a minute or two left. I would love to dive in a little bit more just about the importance that you see with the Historical Society and why it is so important for people to be a part of events like this.
Well, it's important to keep our history alive, you know, and to educate the community of the past.
And to preserve our local history as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, looking at 25 years, that's coming up this next year.
Right.
Well, it sounds like this is a very healthy group right now. Mm-hmm. But what are some of the goals in the future, whether that be events or just like what you want to see this exhibit and what this Historical Society continue to grow and become?
I think the goal of any museum is to continually interest and gain new members, because a lot of our members are my age or older. So
it's getting the youth to care about it and show up
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. And we've been very fortunate from Randolph High School. We have volunteer kids come and work at the Chili Supper, and some of them are really interested.
That's fantastic. So. Well, good for the kids and good for you guys. Again, I'm looking forward. Chili's one of my favorite things. So I'm going to be there. I'll have the chili anyways. And then, of course, anytime you got the homemade bread too. You're going to have great food. You're going to have a huge silent auction. And this event, again, is Saturday, November 8th. From 4 until 7, right there at the Lost Lake Randolph Historical Society, right there in Randolph. But Mary and Deb, thank you again so much for joining me today. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear what year 25 looks like.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. And
it's
we'll have
a pleasure.
You. Of course. Well, we'll have you back soon. I'm sure we will. You can't get rid of me. And it's the Wally Wisconsin goodbye. So eventually I've got to say goodbye. And I'll do it now. We are going to take a quick break. And on the other side, we're going to revisit a conversation that Wade Bates had with Ryan Gerber on BDHS Inside Athletics and Activities. That's next here on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
This is the WBEV Morning Show.
Sherry, Taylor Swift's new album is out, and I'm going to play a song every hour.
Why two?
Because.
I'm overruling you.
It's a,
pick one.
It's a big
you
day.
Replace the other one.
If I don't play them both, you can fire me.
One texter says Sherry put on her crabby pants today, and the other one says she's going to flatten my tires.
I would be willing to bet every person that's making comments about my mood is a man.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 95.3 WBEV.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI Director Kash Patel announcing a far-reaching federal investigation into NBA players, coaches, and others.
This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years. The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing.
He says tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft have been taking place amid accusations that those players, coaches, and others used inside information to place sports bets. Government shutdown now in day 23. Money to help pay for food assistance will run out next weekend, but Democrats and Republicans say no new talks are expected. The Trump administration stepping up attacks on what it says are drug smuggling boats, but providing no evidence of that. 9 deadly drone strikes so far. Demolition of the White House East Wing continues. It's expected to be completely taken down by this coming weekend. This is ABC News.
Hey, it's Stacy from Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Stay tuned to my friends here at 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Opposition to the AI data center going up in Beaver Dam is getting organized. About 30 people held an informational meeting last night. They talked about what steps they can take. Organizers say, at the very least, people with concerns deserve answers to their questions. It would take $50,000 to bail an area arson suspect out of jail. Kevin Lentz of Hususford made his initial court appearance in Dodge County Court yesterday. Investigators say Lentz started the fire that damaged Danny Boy's Irish Pub in Horicon Sunday night. 2 people are dead after a fiery head-on crash near Arlington yesterday afternoon. Columbia County deputies say it happened around 3 in the afternoon on WIBU Road. Investigators say one of the vehicles was partly in the oncoming lane. The 2 drivers were the only people in the crash. Both of them were from Poinette. Foreign adversaries would be banned from owning agricultural or forestry land in Wisconsin under a bill in the state legislature. Representative William Penterman says he's especially concerned about China. The bill got a committee hearing this week. Beaver Dam's downtown is a little more colorful. The new postcard mural on the Bank Esports building was dedicated yesterday. The bold piece was designed by artist Stephen Bennett. It's the latest addition to Beaver Dam's mural walking tour. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, Giannis scored 37 points and had 14 rebounds as the Bucks won their opener 133-120 over the Wizards at Fiserv last night. 7 Bucks scored in double figures. Former Buck Chris Middleton made his return to Milwaukee. He led the Wiz with 19 points. Bucks are in Toronto on Friday night. Packers gearing up for a Sunday night football matchup with Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. That's a game you can hear on 95.3. Well, the Badger football team heads to Oregon Saturday night. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff on 95.3. Couple of high school football playoff games tomorrow on the air. Beaver Dam travels to River Falls in a D2 first-round match. That's on Daily Dodge TV and ESPN Beaver Dam. You can also watch Marquezan and Belleville, a D6 first-rounder, on DD TV. WIAA girls volleyball and boys soccer playoffs continue tonight with a regional semifinal action across the state. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and Prairie Ridge Health makes it easier than ever to get your annual screening mammogram. Every Tuesday in October, Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus offers walk-in screening mammograms from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment and no referral necessary. If you're over 40 and due for your annual mammogram, stop by. We are here for you. Learn more and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health/mammograms. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Find all the latest local news on dailydodge.com, presented by Saputo.
A freeze warning begins at 2 a.m. tomorrow morning and remains in effect until 9 a.m. tomorrow. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 49. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows around 27. Daytime highs approaching 53. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
Save big money on your kitchen update at Menards. Transform everyday spaces into gathering places with custom craft countertops from Menards. Countertops are the center of the home, and we offer stylish options with durability that will last for years to come. Check out our kitchen showrooms in-store or visit Menards.com and get a pre-design estimate today. Plus, view our weekly flyer for many other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Good Karma Brands is proud to be an equal opportunity employer, providing equal employment, development, and advancement opportunities to all teammates and applicants. To learn more about careers with us, please send an email to talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com. That's talentacquisition@goodkarmabrands.com.
Jeans Beaver Floral has new wind chimes in stock. They range in sizes from 14 inches to 36 inches and at various price points. These are long-lasting gifts for weddings, birthdays, a new birth, grand opening, or sympathy. You can add a steel antique chime stand to finish the gift if the recipient has no place to hang it. Some chimes are more simple. Some have the verses of the Lord's Prayer and footsteps in the sand. Jeans Floral will make gift-giving easy with flowers, plants, chimes, balloons, and other gift-giving options. Flowers and gifts for thoughtful giving and casual living. Call Jeans Floral at 920-885-3365 for delivery or to discuss chime options. Jeans Beaver Floral.
Hey, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering. You're listening to Hometown Today on the 5,000-watt flamethrower on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering, also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam, who are excited to see everybody out and about at Fall Down Town Fest this Saturday, October 25th. Going to be such a fun-filled day. Lots of activities for the whole family. There's going to be trick-or-treating at a bunch of the downtown businesses for the kids. There's going to be arts and crafts downtown. There'll be pumpkin decorating over at the Dodge County Center for the Arts. There's going to be a costume contest and the really fun costume parade. And, of course, the famous casket races will be happening downtown that afternoon. And brand new this year, inflatable costume races. That is going to be awesome. Plus, stroll through the vendor market over at the Watermark from 9 to 2. Enjoy some food from one of the great downtown businesses or one of the many food trucks that will be on hand as well. And, of course, while you're down there, stop into McKinstry's Home Furnishings, say hi to the team, browse their huge inventory, and the kids can enjoy the big box maze that Rick puts together. It is so much fun. My kids could spend hours in there. So stop on down. And, of course, Saturday night, there's the big Monster Bar Crawl downtown as well as part of Fall Downtown Fest. Lots of fun for everybody in downtown Beaver Dam this Saturday, October 25th. You can find more details at visitbeaverdam.com. Well, earlier this summer, we got a chance to sit down with some of the folks from the United Way of Dodge County. And in this segment, we're going to revisit a part of that conversation. Here with that is Wally.
I'm excited now. We are joined by a couple high members here of United Way of Dodge County. We have the CEO, Charlotte Schwark, and the president, Bryce Remy. And first of all, thank you both so much for joining me today. It's exciting times. It sounds like there's a lot of new faces over at United Way Dodge County.
Yeah, definitely. I just started as CEO back in March. And Bryce?
Yeah, I was just elected to president in March. We have a new vice president who was also elected in March. And most of our board is new as of March or through December.
A lot of enthusiasm and excitement then when you have a lot of new faces trying to make your own identity and mark with United Way. I would love to hear your background, how it came to be that you are a part of this group.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to start or do you want me to?
I'll start first.
Okay.
Our former president, Jessica Jacobson, she was kind of scouting out people. She was like, who would be good fits because their term limit was coming up. So she was like, let's find some good candidates to go on the board because it's kind of her baby and she doesn't want it to die. So I got involved. She was like, I know you're with the city government and Horicon and you do good things for Van Horn. So we talked a little bit there. We had coffee a few times. And ever since then, I joined the board shortly after and we've been running things.
Decent. Very exciting. I was going to say, so it's a fresh start, obviously, for you, but it's a fresh start for you, too, Charlotte.
Yeah.
You also started in March.
Yeah, yeah. And I will have to say, I'm going to give a real quick background. It's been a whirlwind. I was a stay-at-home mom for like 20-some years. And I started as a reading corps tutor at Dodgeland Elementary back in 2021.
Oh, cool.
And then I loved the program so much, I wanted to be doing something where I was giving back to my community. I'm like, teaching kids to read, that's amazing. And so I applied for a program manager job with the company that put on Reading Corps and got that. And so I was supporting tutors across 26 different schools across Wisconsin and absolutely loved it. But then I saw the job posting for, you know, for a CEO for United Way. And I'm like, that's my county. That's Dodge County. That's my territory. And I'm like, I don't know if I qualify for this job, but I'm going to apply for it. And apparently they really liked me and the energy that I bring. And so I'm very grateful to be here and excited to make things happen in Dodge County.
Well, we're grateful to have you in the role. It's exciting when you feel the excitement from people when they're involved with something. And I keep mentioning it, but a lot of new faces, that it encourages that growth and kind of excitement and new ideas. But there's a lot of people, I think, like me out there, where I know of United Way. I've heard about it for years, but I really don't know what you guys do. Can you tell us a little bit about what your mission is and what you do here in Dodge County?
Yeah, I'm going to take over this one, too, if you don't mind. Yeah. I'm trying not to speak over him, but I will say I had the exact same thing when I saw the job posting. I'm like, what? I've heard of United Way. I have no idea what they do. And so the analogy that I like to use is that, so there's a story I always tell. I went to this event one time and, everybody in the event stood around in a circle and everybody had their own little ball of string. And so we would throw the balls of string back and forth. And basically what ended up happening is we have this whole web that's connecting everybody. And, I promise I have a point here.
No, please. I'm engaged. I'm ready.
Yeah. And so I thought, oh, that's really cool. And so what I've learned is that United Way is like the string that connects all of the corporations and the agencies that are doing the work in the community.
Oh.
And so if someone has a need or someone who wants to add funding to the community, they pull the United Way string. And we are able to go and make those connections and really bring in, for example, our partner agencies, they're very mission focused. They have their specific thing that they're doing in the community to help support. So like PAVE is helping with people dealing with domestic abuse and things like that, right? That's their thing. United Way is great because we're kind of a big umbrella. And so we can sit back and we can look at the big picture. What is it that Dodge County really needs? And that's where we can step in and add support.
That, so you are the bridge that mm-hmm. between whether you said these agencies and like the actual help that these groups and individuals, you are the bridge. That's actually a really cool way. I like the string analogy.
Thank you.
It clicked very quick for me.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that's really impressive. Yeah.
And one more thing I will add to that real quick, too, is I was actually talking to one of our partner agencies, Mayville Open Door Cafe. They offer all kinds of family programming, and the cafe kind of supports their funding, but they still need additional funding, right? Because everything costs money. And she's so busy on the ground doing all of the work. And the nice thing is my job is to go and do the fundraising for our partner agencies. So I get to focus solely on that and bring in the funds and give it to them. And so I'm able to kind of do that for multiple, like right now we have 14 partner agencies. So yeah, it's fun to be able to do that.
I mean, that's so exciting to get to do and actually see the change and you're being a part of that. And I guess in your role as president, what is it that you do on like a day-to-day to help everything with the operation work efficiently?
Yeah, right now I'm kind of a tech nerd, so I'm doing a lot of the back-end stuff.
Nicely done. That's impressive.
I'm trying to make Charlotte's job easier because everything is paper right now. So we have now SharePoint. So we're getting to the 21st century, but yep. Instead of outsourcing that and costing us money, I'm just doing it in-house.
Wow, good for you. That's high-level stuff. That goes well beyond me right there. I can promise you that. Well, I know that there's a lot of people that they want to volunteer. They want to help out the community. In Dodge County, we're so lucky here that we have so many willing people and volunteers. But for people that hear this and they're like, I actually think I might want to be involved in some capacity – what does that look like? How can they be involved?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Right now, I would say our big thing is we're looking for people to either help out on our board, and if they don't want to commit to a board membership, maybe they would be better on a committee. We won't, like, slap your hand. It's all a learning experience, so we won't. We're here to build you up. But we do have volunteer Dodge, too. So if you volunteer with us, you know, you can create your resume. You can go back and say, I volunteered this many hours with this organization. And I think that looks good when you try to advance your career elsewhere.
You help yourself while at the same time volunteering and helping those in the community. It's a win-win. Yeah. So it's one of those, if you're on the fence about it, make sure you check it out. But where can people find you? Whether it be, it sounds like a Facebook page is probably the best avenue to reach you and learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, definitely. We're on Facebook. We are trying to get more active on there. I mean, we are, but even more so.
Sure.
And then as kind of my role in bringing us, like Bryce was saying, kind of up to technology now, right? My goal is we do have a X account and a
Instagram.
There it is.
I'm like, don't be TikTok. That's the only other one I know.
That is my goal too. I'm a big TikTok nerd.
I've been getting sucked into it lately and having to do a bunch of goofy ones. And I'm like, I got to just hope that people forget about this app. It's not happening.
No, that's one of my favorites. I think we also have a YouTube. I don't have access to that yet, but eventually my goal is to kind of have us in all of those areas. Because if you look at marketing and things like that, each one of those platforms is great for a different demographic. And TikTok's really great for the younger generation. And we would love to bring those people in. Maybe they want to volunteer to boost their college applications or whatever it happens to be. But because we're new and we're talking about growth, we want to help people come in. Maybe they want to volunteer and they love what we do so much that maybe they want to be a committee member. Maybe they want to work up to being a board member. We really want to encourage this connection in the community and growth.
Well, it sounds like you guys are doing a heck of a job already, only a few months in with effectively a new team. And that's exciting times. I know we only have a couple minutes left, but I'd love to turn the floor over to you. Is there anything that people need to know or you want to share about what you guys do or what you need and what you, whether it be donations or volunteers?
I'll let you go first.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, definitely donations are always great. You can go on our website. There's a real easy way to click on there and set up a monthly PayPal payment if that's what you want to do, or do a one-time payment.
Sure.
But we are in September. We're going to be starting our campaign kickoff. We're going to have an event. It is still in the works, but we're talking about maybe making a pickleball tournament for a kickoff event because that might be a lot of fun to do. And I love pickleball, but yeah. And then just kind of, you know, getting in and talking to people in the community. We're really looking to hear, from the voices of the community, what they see are the needs. And so anybody that wants to reach out to us and give us their thoughts, they can definitely get a hold of us either, like I said, Facebook or the website has all of our contact information as well. But, this is technically our 35th anniversary this year, but we're also kind of feels like a brand new organization, and we are ready to jump in and do all the amazing work. And so
I'm excited to see what the work you guys are able to accomplish, and thank you both so much for coming in this morning. It sounds like there's a lot of exciting things over there and reasons to get involved if people are on the fence or are up to it. So make sure you go out, check out their Facebook there as well. But thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for having us.
And again, our thanks to Charlotte and Bryce. It was great to meet both of them earlier this summer here on Hometown Today and revisit that conversation. When we come back, Wally and I will catch up on what's going on around here. That's next on Hometown Today from 95.3 WBEV.
Let's hear from Stacy with Slumberland and find out what's going on at their locations in Beaver Dam and Watertown.
Hey, it's Stacy with Slumberland, Beaver Dam and Watertown. Our mega sale's going on, and you can save up to 50% off of list prices. This Kyla sofa is only $399 in a beautiful gray, and you can get the matching chair for as little as $99. Check out this $149 Windsor accent chair available in three colors to make any room of your home beautiful. Our Lazy Boy chairs start off at only $399, and you can pick and choose your color. Check out this Pinnacle Rocker Recliner as little as $699 and choose from hundreds of fabrics at no additional cost. Or choose your style with chairside tables. $129 gets you three different chairside tables just to accent any room that you need. Our mega sale is going on right now at Slumberland Furniture, Beaver Dam, and Watertown.
Join your Higher Insurance team for Senior Solutions every Friday at 1110 here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Higher Insurance will help you plan for today and tomorrow. We'll answer your questions about health, life, insurance, income, and legacy planning, Medicare, Social Security maximization, and so much more. Together, they'll help you meet your short and long-term needs. Senior Solutions with Higher Insurance, every Friday at 1110 on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
As the leaves fall this season, the trees begin to look bare. Unlike our seasonal trees, it's important that we keep the Dodge County Food Pantry full and decorated all year round.
You have the power to help if you have unopened food and beverages that you won't use. Help someone in need. Drop it off from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the St. Vincent de Paul store or at the pantry Monday, Wednesday, or Friday from 9 a.m. to noon.
Their need is great and their supply is small. Be the difference in your community. Donate unwanted or spare food items from your fall cleaning today.
Hi, this is Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and you're listening to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back to Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Hometown Today is presented by Professional Floor Covering. It's also brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings in downtown Beaver Dam. Wally Lukashinsky with you, and a huge thank you, as always, to Kale Zomer up in the WBEV studios, making us sound good today. And Kale, a lot is coming up this week.
You are not kidding. It is a packed calendar, I know. I'm super excited for Saturday and Fall Down Town Fest. It's going to be a lot of fun. I had Ashley Dobrinsky was with me yesterday helping produce while we had the folks from the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center talk Fall Down Town Fest. And Ashley's going to be one of our runners on the casket team this year. And so I was asking her about her prep for that. So you got out of running duty this year. You got put on the IR. And,
You gave me drink. What was it? Drink and cheer specialist.
Hydration and cheer specialist.
I noticed that it wasn't a manager role, but you know what? I'm going to pay my dues.
Well, you got to work your way up to it. Craig Counsell didn't just go from the minor leagues to managing the worst team in baseball.
That's fair.
He had to work his way through the ranks.
No, that's a good point, Kale. I promise I'm going to be the best hydration and cheer specialist that you've ever seen this week, the coordinator. And I tell you what, it's going to be a lot of fun. I don't want to spoil what we are, but we rocked it last year. So that's, I guess, as much of a tip as I could give you if you paid attention.
So I asked Ashley as the runner what prep she puts in and what she's doing to get ready. What are you doing to prep for your role as hydration and cheer specialist?
Well, as soon as this is over, I'm going to get a coffee. I feel like I've got to be alert and I got to be ready.
That's a good call.
It's very important because I feel like you need a lot of energy to be cheering. And I'm getting a lot of practice in the office this week, just encouraging people as they walk around the office, like, hey, nice speed. Like, well done.
I was, I'm not going to lie. It was nice, when I was just sitting in my office yesterday and you kind of walked by me and all of a sudden I had, that Excel spreadsheet looks amazing. Come on, keep it going, Zomer.
I'm kind of going with like the friendly version of the office linebacker from back in the day. Instead of hitting people, I'm supporting them and I'm clapping and celebrating. So we're going to continue that. As Kale, I'm going to be clapping along on Friday night because we have 8 hours of driving ahead of us. Wade, Corey, and myself in the car. And right smack dab in the middle of those 8 hours is a high school playoff Friday night as Beaver Dam is going to travel to River Falls. You'll be able to catch the coverage starting at 6:40 on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. This playoff football, Kale, does it get better than that?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. I can't wait. It's going to be such an exciting Friday night.
It's going to be great. I mean, it's not even just that. So if you want to have the two screen up, have a second, have your phone on one, have the Roku on Beaver Dam on the one, you can watch Mark Kazan in Belleville on Daily Dodge TV We have Mike Tronson and Tim Haldeman on the call for that one. Huge thanks to Ashley Dobrzynski and Charlie Dern to go out on camera, too. We're stretching thin. This is a little different right now because we're not going to have Wade Bates in the building next week, Kale.
Yeah, he's going to be he's going to be a traveling man here over the next 2 weeks because obviously he's got that drive up to River Falls on Friday, and then he turns around and in a couple of days here he's off to Tuscany.
He's off to Tuscany. He's off right. To I was going to say you're going to have Wade wandering Tuscany, courtesy of Klodowski Real Estate, starting next week. And for about a week, we're going to have to stick on our Facebook page. I don't know if Wade comes home. I really don't.
We're taking an office pool here at the office about that because there's a lot of debate whether he's going to be coming back or not.
I don't want to lie to you. The Vegas has been shifting the odds down as the week's gone on.
Okay.
And it just feels like it's trending that Wade is going to be speaking Italian and doing radio morning shows from Tuscany forever.
I think the key's going to be once he gets there, figuring out if he can permanently deal with the weird time change of when the morning show is going to be taking place over there versus when versus what it would be here. If he can get used to that, we might never see him over here again.
He's going to come back like known as Don Bates. Because he's going to go over there and accidentally become the head of a family.
I really hope he comes back with a really good classic Italian mustache.
Yeah, and then just like speaking more with his hands, like he just starts
insisting that we call him Tony instead of Wade.
You know what? He looks like a Tony to me.
He does look like a Tony.
Well, that's going to do it for us here today. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. With another edition of Hometown Today here on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.